vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Okay, I'm going to get conspiratorial on you and ask you this question. If China knew that their economy was going to crash because of the coronavirus outbreak, they saw it happening, they knew there was nothing they could do, they saw all the scrutiny of the world looking at them, would they have possibly, could they have possibly, is it possible that they ceded coronavirus to other countries? Because at this point, they had everybody criticizing them, looking at them, saying that it was China's fault. And I'm not saying they purposely planned to do this and that this is the whole thinking behind coronavirus. I'm saying after the outbreak occurred and everybody's looking at them, everybody's judging them, is it possible at that point that they seeded the world with coronavirus in order to take eyes off of China or at least level the playing field? I want to share you something. At East Coast Diesel says from Twitter, if China has an outbreak and their economy crashes, it's terrible for China. If the world has a pandemic, then all economies are hit just as bad and it allows China to stay near the top. Is that what we're seeing? A kind of move that China has taken, an art of war move, you could say, to level the playing field by basically infecting the world with coronavirus. It's a conspiracy theory. I know anything's possible, right? But you got to put your mind in their mind, right? You don't think like, okay, what would I do if I was in their position? You got to think, what would they do if they were in their position, right? Chinese culture is different. The Chinese government's different than ours. Chinese people, culture, everything. It's a different, wherever you grow up, right? You grow up a little bit differently to your surroundings and you adapt. And so you can't think, okay, what would I do in this situation? You got to say, what would China do? Maybe you're a cruel bastard and you're sitting there, yeah, I would seed coronavirus and infect the world so that I could stay on top. More likely than not, you'd say, ooh, how could anybody do that? And you don't want to believe that. Even from a country like China, you just don't want to believe it. You'd rather say, oh, Daniel, you're spreading conspiracy theories. Well, I was spreading the quote-unquote conspiracy theory about coronavirus back when Nancy Pelosi was hugging people in Chinatown, right? And New York officials were saying, oh, yeah, go out and celebrate the Lunar New Year and hug and kiss everyone parading along there. So conspiracy theories change. They become real theories. And it looks like China's become our adversary at this point. I mean, it was always kind of like, are they our allies? No, no. Are they our friends? No. Are they our partners? Maybe. No, no. They're our adversary. Clearly, whether or not they purposely seeded the virus or not, they covered it up and they did little to protect the world from it. They did little to protect their own people from it, letting it ravage until it was too late and then putting these lockdown orders where for sure more people died because of the lockdown than because of coronavirus. They just let people die in their houses and in their apartments, right? Boarded it up and then called it, a wash. Hopefully we can get Frank on from Let's Be Frank. He's a popular YouTube show, Let's Be Frank, and he's going to call in at some point today, hopefully. He sent me something from China. They had like over 20 million cell phone subscribers just disappeared in China following coronavirus. So, I mean, the official death toll in China is like, I don't know, a couple thousand. But according to this report, there are over 20 million cell phones that just disappeared. Is that because they're dead or because they just can't afford to pay their cell phone bill? Either way, it's pretty dire. If you can't afford to pay your cell phone bill, I mean, what chance you got? In today's modern society, if you don't have a cell phone, you might as well be living like a caveman. Even in poor, poor countries in the Caribbean, they have, cell phones. Maybe they're not iPhones, but you can still call people, you still have a cell phone, but 20 million missing. Does this mean there's a more dire situation in China than they're letting on? Could that be maybe something that's going to happen to us if we don't get this under control? I don't think so. But it is embarrassing that Germany has a lower mortality rate than we do. And it's the same disease, right? So what's going on with Germany having a lower mortality rate? Is it just because they're testing more people? Then is a secret to getting a low mortality rate just test more people? If we tested 100 million Americans, I'm not saying test everybody. If you're in Kansas, maybe you don't need it. If you're in Los Angeles, yeah, you need it. If you're where I'm from, I think you could use a test. And you test 100 million. That would guarantee the mortality rate goes way down. You'd find out a whole bunch of positives, people that are asymptomatic. The mortality rate would go down, and the MSM, cable news, CNN, they would have nothing to stand on anymore. The mortality rate would be a little bit higher than the flu, but not much. Not like 10 or 15 times higher, 20 times higher, like it looked like at first and we are afraid of. No, no. I mean, maybe in China, 20 million people die, but over here, we actually care about our people. And despite what the left wing says about Trump, we're trying to do our best right now. In a hard situation, you got a whole bunch of criticizers, criticize everything the president does, and they'd rather see people die than have the president succeed during this crisis. It's so evident, and it's so sickening, and it's so clear. So I think, yeah, we should test more people as soon as you can, ramp up the testing, keep ramp up the testing, don't let it down, keep testing people, the mortality rate will go down, and then maybe we can go back to normal, maybe, if we have some common sense precautions. I do think we're going to need to wear masks until there's a vaccine. I know, and it's not a popular idea. But hey, if we can go back to making money, why the heck not? And so I don't know if we're going to get Frank on to call in today. It looks like we may have crossed wires on that. I know he was scheduled to call in, so we'll see. But you should check out his channel either way. He's a really interesting guy. And if we can't get him on today, we'll get him on tomorrow or whenever the next podcast is, we'll try to get him on. He has like 8 million views on YouTube. It's kind of incredible. And, you know, that's not like one video, but, he does have videos with like 100,000 views and this kind of thing. Now, the Dan Kingston podcast, we routinely get hundreds and hundreds of views every day, and routinely in the top 200 politics podcast section and Apple Podcasts. So it's not like, you know, we're not too shabby. You out there, part of the Kingston community, we're on our way to 8 million. You know, I mean, 18,000 on the way to 8 million, something like that. But we'll get there. With your help, we will. And guess what? I have an announcement to make. I will also be on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube, or maybe you can't, because, I mean, even if you search Dan Kingston Podcast on YouTube, you're probably not going to find me because I'm just so buried down, because I don't have any videos yet. So I don't know. I mean, do you really care? You don't need to find me on YouTube because you found me on Apple Podcasts. So, I mean, I'm here for you. And these are obviously, not obviously, but really are going to be the more in-depth analysis is going to be on the podcast, because it allows me really to go in-depth into these some of these crazy ideas, like this conspiracy theory. Did China seed coronavirus in order to level the playing field with the world economy so they wouldn't have such a big hit, take such a big hit? I'm curious your thoughts on that. I will present that question on my YouTube channel and other questions as well. So if you want to see what I look like, I will be doing a face reveal. You can see what my office looks like, where I'm broadcasting from. There might be some surprises. Maybe I'm like an alien. Maybe I have like horns and I'm an alien. Or maybe I have a horrible, horrible face. And that's why I've been podcasting this whole time, because, oh my God, if you saw my face, it would just be disgusting. Who the hell knows? Well, I encourage you to join me on the YouTube channel. Also, another announcement I'd like to make: during these times, we're all stuck inside, right? And sometimes it feels like we're going crazy. I've noticed people are agitated, really. Honking and road rage when you're going to the grocery store. People, there's no traffic anymore. So what do you got all the road rage about? But I think it's just stuck inside. People are kind of losing it. And you know what? I think that there's always a silver lining to things. And I want to present the silver lining to you. I want to be that guy in your corner that's rooting you on, coaching you on, saying, you got this. I believe in you. And yeah, times suck right now. They do. There's no doubt about it. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you know someone who is sick. Maybe you're just worried that maybe you might get sick and the hospitals are overcrowded. And oh my goodness, it's just kind of scary. Or maybe you're one of these people. You're saying, oh my God, why is everybody panicking all around me? There's really nothing to worry about. I'm not that worried. But everybody else is panicking, and that's causing you to panic a little bit too. Whatever it is, I'm here for you. I'm going to start a coaching service because I don't believe in therapy, and I think the mental health profession is a bunch of quacks, and I don't think it's helpful. But maybe I won't be helpful. I don't know. I think I can be helpful as being a coach in your corner. So I will be starting a coaching service if you're interested. The first session is free, no catch, 100% free. Talk for 20, 30 minutes. Just feel it out. And afterwards, you can see, do you feel a little bit better? Was I able to help kind of coach you in the right direction to feel like, you know what? I got this. Things might suck, but it's going to get better. This too shall pass. If you'd like more information about that, just email me in the contact in this the bio of my podcast. You can send a message or however you contact me, if you're on Twitter, whatever, and we can arrange that. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And also, we'll get Frank on there. He didn't call in while we were broadcasting. He was supposed to. So, Frank, if you're listening, what happened, man? That's okay. I stood him up one time. I was kind of late on his podcast, so maybe he's paying me back. I don't know. But Frank and me become really good friends, I would say, as far as you can, you know, over the internet and through Twitter and on YouTube, that kind of thing. But he has me on his show, and I have him on my show. So you'll be hearing more from Frank from the Let's Be Frank YouTube channel. And you'll be hearing more from Dan Kingston on the Dan Kingston podcast channel. And of course, right here on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening and stay safe. Take care of yourself.
Kingston Country. You've been listening to the Dan Kingston podcast.